Eid Milad Nabi celebration. If you want to protect yourself from shirk, stop celebrating your and your family's birthdays. As we know, Quran chapter 112, verse 3, states that Almighty God, Allah, has no offspring nor is He begotten. History tells us that birthday celebrations started with pagans. Whether it's Christmas, New Year, or anybody's birthday celebration, it is considered the same, committing shirk. How can Muslims celebrate the birthday of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him? Eid Milad began to be celebrated by Syria, Morocco, Turkey, and Spain only in the 12th century, and soon some Sunni Muslim sects also started celebrating the day. Although Eid Milad and its traditions are widely followed in India and other countries, many different sections of the Muslim community believe that celebrating the Prophet's birthday has no place in Islamic culture. Evidence found in the Holy Quran and Sunnah indicates that celebrating any event other than Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha is a kind of bid'ah or innovation in religion. Muslims who follow the Quran and Sunnah, particularly majority of Islamic scholars, do not observe this tradition. It's important to note that Eid Milad Nabi was not considered significant in Islamic history until 300 years later when celebrations began. This innovation raises concerns. Let me remind you of some significant events. The first revelation of the Quran over 14 years, Muslims being tortured in Mecca, migration to Medina, and the Islamic lunar calendar starting after migration. The Battle of Badr and the conquest of Mecca are also crucial events, along with the spreading of Islam beyond idol worshippers to places like Rome and Persia. All these significant events is never celebrated Prophet Muhammad or his companion. Apart from Eid al-Duha and Eid al-Adha, we should be cautious about following cultural inventions. Bid'ah can lead to hellfire, as we all know.